Hey guys, quick question. Have you ever experienced sleep paralysis, difficulty reading and retaining the Word of God, dominating thoughts, pain with no explainable source? What about anxiety, panic attacks, feelings that you're being watched, or just some mere eerie evil presence near? You may be experiencing demonic attacks, and when in doubt, cast them out. Flawed and Free offers free one-to-one deliverance via virtual, in-person, and group altar call deliverance. Contact us at info@flawedandfree.com. Send your request for an oppression healing intake form, or you can go to the episode description of this show and go to theflawedandfree.com, and we will send you an intake form. Get free with Flawed and Free today. Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Flawed and Free, TNP, Tuesday Night Prayer with Tina. Give everybody a chance to get on for a second. I know we always say that in this live streaming world. I know it's monotonous, but it's true. We need to let the algorithm and let a few of y'all know that we're actually here. So that's okay to do. So I'm going to do it too. So sorry. Give y'all a chance. I'm making sure we're all good to go here on TikTok. Hello, those that are in TikTok, those that are on Facebook, those that are on YouTube. As you come in, say hello to me, please. Say hello. Let me shout you out. Say hello. Shout out your city, where you coming in from. We don't have to make it long and drawn out, but let me just shout you out and say hello to you. I see Brian Dunn. I see Nicholas Tenorio here on TikTok. Welcome, Lewis Smith. Welcome, Marjorie. Looks like Gustave. I don't know if I'm saying that name correctly. Tonight, we're going to be speaking to destiny and the destiny of your life, purpose and destiny. And we're going to be praying over your destiny as we close out tonight. And so I'll be following the lead of the Holy Spirit, which is what I always do. I got an idea of what we'll be discussing. Hi from San Antonio. Hello, Tanisha from DFW. Hello to all of the ministry team and moderators that support me here online in this virtual space. Hello, welcome. Antoinette Bailey, Akira Sanders. Good evening, women of God, men of God, as you guys are coming on. So say hello. Say hello to one another. You guys can talk to each other too. You ain't got to just talk to me. You can say hello to each other if you'd like. And so let's get started. Let's go ahead. Hello from Vegas. Hello, hello. Let's get into what we came here for tonight. There's some things I want to cover, some things I want to get into. Yes, let's get into it. But before we do that, like, subscribe, and share this broadcast. I have some really important, fiery things that I feel the Holy Spirit has led me to speak to tonight. I'm already yielding my mouth and my mind to Him now as we proceed tonight. I will share what thus saith the Lord as He speaks to me. I will speak the things that He reveals and the things that He hears. This is not just my space, my platform to say and do what I want, but to allow myself to be yielded to the will, the way, and the Word of God. And so I pray that tonight blesses you, all of you men and women of God, as you come on, as you're tagging and sharing this to your platforms, as you're coming on. I pray that those that have never seen us before are blessed. If you've never come and prayed with us. My name is Tina. I'm the CEO and founder of Flawed and Free, and we are here to save souls and set the captives free. Our goals are souls here, and so not just souls, but really helping the believer to mature, to be discipled, to be equipped and empowered for the things that they have been called and or created to do in the earth. And so as kingdom ambassadors, that's what I am. That's what you are. We come from another kingdom. It is our due diligence and our service to the Lord to bring the kingdom of heaven into the earth. And so that is our mandate. That is our assignment. That is our commission by God, given to us by God. So I want to help you on your journey. I want to help you on your journey to purpose, to get to the destination that God has called you to. And so as God has equipped me, as God has empowered me, as God has imparted unto me the wisdom of the Holy Ghost to help those that are in the pit and bring them into the palace, to help those who are struggling, those that are transitioning. This is a safe space of transparency. I share a lot here sometimes, even about myself and my own personal journey and walk. So I'm real raw and real with it. So listen, just clutch your pearls if you got to as we begin to go forth tonight. But nonetheless, the word of the Lord will be revealed and it will be released. Glory be to God. So shout out to those that are coming on still. Alana Wilson, Jimmy Lang. Hello, brother. Blessings unto you. Blessings, prophet. Thank you for joining and shouting and cheering and sowing in time. So thank you for coming on. Hi, Sierra. Hey, Keisha. I almost missed you, girl. I almost missed you, but you didn't get too far. It's good to see you, Keisha. So tonight I want to talk about your destiny. I want to talk about your purpose. Why? Everybody talks about this, right? I want to know who I am. I want to know my identity in God. I want to know my purpose. And some of us have idolized purpose if we just really can be honest with ourselves, right? We've gone on this ambition, which is not bad to be ambitious about what God has called you and given you to do, but where we won't eat, we won't sleep, we're worried about it, we're so concerned about it that we can't think about anything else. So we don't want that to be the sole source of why we seek God. That is not the sole source of the why in which we seek him. But as you seek him, you will begin to understand and know him better. As you get to know him better, then he will show you. Who else that knows more about you than the creator himself? Though you may be able to go to your natural mother and father, but there are many that may not know their parents. Some are adopted. Some may have lost a parent early in life. Some may have grown up in a single parent household. But I'm going to tell you right here and right now that Abba Father knows the very number of hairs that are on the top of your head. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're struggling with. He knows what you need. And so as we contend with the kingdom of darkness and as we open our hearts to whatsoever the Lord is saying, the Lord says in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all of these things will be added unto you. And so people have seen this scripture many times, and there's so much that we can pull and reference from this scripture. But the kingdom of God is the manifestation of God in the earth. And so as we are moving into things and understanding the things and waiting on God to manifest things in our life, we see scripture that speaks and references to the kingdom of heaven, and we see scripture that speaks to the kingdom of God. Though they're both similar in a sense, and they both are interchangeably used as we reference God and the kingdom of God, they're not necessarily the same. So the kingdom of heaven is actually a location. The kingdom of heaven is actually the heavenly realm where God stands, where his throne is. His throne moves, right? It's not just in one place. It's actually, it moves from here to there. It can go wherever he wants it to go. But the kingdom of heaven is the residence, is the domain in which you reside. For we are seated in heavenly places next to Christ Jesus. That's what the word of God says. We are seated with him in heavenly places. So we have received a royal inheritance. We are as co-heirs. When you became a believer and you became a part of the royal priesthood, God accepted you in to his family. He adopted you. So as a son, which is not neither male nor female, you now have access. You now have authority. You have dominion, and your domain is in heaven with Christ Jesus. us. And so I just want to implore you and just help to encourage you, right? Help to encourage you that sometimes we want to manifest and see God move when God is actually waiting on you to move in your life, right? So it's not us just asking, but actually moving in the authority in commanding and declaring and decreeing a thing, because we have access to the law being the word of God. And so this is our government. We legislate this law by speaking, by declaring, and because of our inheritance as a believer. And so I'm always excited because some people miss this so much when it comes to understanding and knowing themselves and also knowing who they were created to be. So there was a conversation in the heavenly realm that was had by God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And they decided to create you before you were made. You were first created. And so the creator who created all of creation, who created Adam, who created you, right, in the realm of the spirit, for we know the superior realm is the supernatural realm. It is the causal realm. So everything begins and ends, exists and manifests first in the spirit and then into the earth. And so you and the very being and the very reason why you are here is for a purpose. How sad it is that many, many, many lives are taken, right, and or stolen or sabotaged through suicide, through homicide, and all of these things because people don't think they have a purpose. People don't understand that they have a destiny, which is the destination. So destiny is the destination. You want to know what your destiny is? It is the destination. It is the place in which God has called you to move in the fullness of Him and to manifest His divine will in accordance to His destiny. So you must know that it's not your will, that it's His will. And the only way we can manifest the kingdom of God, right, the kingdom of God, which is in the earth, is by aligning ourselves with God and with His will. The Lord's Prayer even speaks to, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So if it exists in heaven, if it's written in heaven, if it's signed and sealed and delivered in heaven, that must mean that you have the ability, the authority to access it and to bring it down into the earth. And so this is what we're missing, because we're asking God, please God, we're begging God like paupers, we're begging God like impoverished people, as if we don't have access to all of the resources and riches and rewards of heaven that's already yours. And God said, it's yours. I've given it to you. All you have to do is be the king that I have called you to be the son that I have called you to be, so that you can reach your destination. So a lot of us have interchanged purpose with destination. Hey, it's not the same. Purpose and destination are not the same. So your decisions, and I'll get to that in a minute, and before we get to praying over your destinies tonight, but your destiny and your purpose are not created equal. So your purpose is aligned along the path to your destiny. And so destiny is actually the destination, and your decisions determine your destiny, believe it or not. So the things that you do, your actions, the things you come into agreement with, the things that you align yourself with, those that you connect yourself with, all of these things are a part of what you will see manifest in your life to meet and reach your destiny. And so this could be destiny helpers. There are help meets, right? So there are people that have been called to help you on your journey, on your path. They may be mentors. They may be spiritual parents. They may be your pastoral leadership. They may be friends. They may be a spouse. And it may be a conglomerate or a combination of
all of the above, but your purpose lies in waiting on the journey as a part of your process to meeting and reaching your destiny. Now, our destiny is God's purpose for our lives, and it is our God-ordained future. So you do have a preordained, predestined future that God has already commissioned. I know you thought you were supposed to do a certain thing or be in a certain place. This is why it's important that we must ask the Father. We must seek the face of the Father, not only in prayer, but when we pray, we open up the portals of heaven so that we can connect and commune and hear from God. This is how we receive those divine downloads and those visions and those dreams and all of these things that are connected to who you are called to be. It is connected to your purpose and the path that will get you to your destiny. So destiny is what God has destined us to become, but it is in his divine will and his divine wisdom. So apart from God, we cannot reach our destiny goals. Apart from God, we cannot divinely connect if we separate from the true vine, who is the wisdom of God, who has everything that you need. As I stated earlier in Matthew 6 and 33, you must connect, attach, and align yourself with what God is saying in your life, what God is doing. And I know some of us don't understand because it's like, he's taking me down this path. I don't think that I'm worthy. I don't even know that I have I'm equipped for this journey. I don't even know if I'm enough. And the enemy will begin to contend with what's on your life. He'll start to affect your self-esteem. He'll start to affect your confidence. He'll start to even send satanic agents and destiny killers and dream killers and all of these things to get you to question who you are and what your purpose is and how you are to get there. And so then you find yourselves in a place of chaos, in a place of confusion, and you're constantly on the hamster wheel seeking God for clarity when all you have to do is just give him your yes and move and manifest. This is how this works. And this is not the way that the enemy has stolen the manifestation movement, but this is a kingdom principle. Kingdom principle, meaning that God has given you authority in the earth as a king. Yes, he has. It is your authority in the earth to speak to the atmosphere, to shift the atmosphere, and to have influence in the earth. For God has dominion in the heavenly realm. That is where he resides. That is where he remains, though he can move, though the throne moves, and he can go here to there, and he can access portals and impart angelic help and assistance to us. God's domain is in the heavenly realm. That's where he is. But in order for us to take possession, to take authority, to move in our commission and mandates, in order for us to reach our destinies, he had to separate and give us authority in the earth that we can govern, that we can rule, and that we can reign in. And so first you must become a son. So becoming a son is the sonship of Christ in Romans 8. And I've spoken to and I preached on sonship before, and I can speak more about that in the future. But sonship and kingship are done differently. And so you are a king, for the Lord says that he is the Lord of lords and he is the King of kings. And so you have the authority to command, to demand, to forbid. For Matthew even 18 and 19 speak to the ability to bind and loose. For it says in Matthew 18, it says, I'll give you a second if you want to pull that up. In Matthew 18, it says, for whatsoever we bind on the earth must be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose in the earth must be loosed in heaven. So as a kingdom heir, as a royal heir, as a co-heir, a joint heir, as a believer and a son of God, you now have the ability and the authority to forbid. If it does not exist in heaven, then you can forbid it in the earth. And if it exists in heaven, then you can actually partner with the Holy Ghost in prayer and command and set decrees that will establish what God has, what it is that you have, and you can pull those things down into the earth so that you can align with your purpose to reach your destiny. So there are so many things things that are hindering your destiny and your purpose. And so God's divine will and wisdom is what is needed. So in Matthew 18:18-19, that verse says that for whatsoever you bind in the earth, you can bind in heaven. Whatsoever you loose in the earth can be loosed in heaven. So you can forbid a thing. You can decree a thing. You can allow a thing. You can disallow a thing. You can possess a thing, and you can dispossess. Okay, so this is what you can do by and through the authority of Jesus Christ. So many of us have not met the mark on our path to purpose. We have not met the mark, and we're still seeking our destiny purpose because we do not know nor understand how to use the kingdom principles that are needed to reach our destiny. So I want to implore you, I want to encourage you that your destiny is not changed. Your destiny awaits you. Your destiny is a part of what God has decreed and declared for your life. And so it is yours, and it is so, and so it shall be, for it is established. So you must establish and begin to pray those things that are not as though they were. You got to begin to pray and ask the Father to show you your purpose, show you the plan, show you the schematics, and to be obedient to whatsoever it is that God is showing you. And so in Ephesians 1 verse 11, it says, before we were even born, he gave us our destiny that we would fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. Ephesians 1:11. If somebody can type into the chat, Ephesians 1:11, you can read that for yourself. And it says, in whom, I see here in the KJV version, I just read, I think that was NIV that I read, or ESV, but it says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So I just described to you not only about the inheritance of Christ, but how you have inherited the ability to meet and reach your destiny that is already predestined for you. So God's purpose and God's plan shall prevail if you allow the will of God to manifest and be seen in your life. So you may be called to a church, you may be called to a mentor, you may be called to a person, right? You may be called to many things, but those things, you must discern your time and season, and you must discern the who, the when, and the where. And so before you were born, there were things that were already spoken over your life, that were spoken into your spirit. And so if you notice, even as I was, my apostle was doing some preaching the other day, he was speaking to prophecy and the prophetic, and he was speaking to things, and when we receive prophetic words and the times in which we receive a word where you just know the word, like it's like you've heard it before and God has spoken, or you might be receiving a prophetic declaration, a word from someone, and you're like, yes, yes, yes. And your spirit is bearing witness to what you're hearing. Your spirit is grabbing, and your spirit is saying, yes, God, yes, as if you've heard it. It is because your spirit recognizes the word that is being spoken over your life, because it was already spoken into your spirit before you were formed in your mother's womb. So before you were even formed, right, before you were made, not created, those are two different things, but before you were made by your mother and father, God spoke into your spirit, and he spoke your destiny into your spirit. And so when people begin, and the Lord begins to move, and God begins to speak in and through people prophetically, and there's a word that someone gives you, and it just grabs you, and you just know that you know that you know, this is my word, this is for me, I have heard this, I know this, understand that it is because spirit speaking to spirit, right? So your spirit, though you are hosted and housed in a body, it will the spirit of the living God will recognize the word, and it'll bear fruit once you bear witness to it. And so destiny is something that you do not have to figure out. So this is where I want to help some of y'all tonight, that destiny is not something that you got to figure out. It is something that is revealed. And we know that the Holy Spirit is the revealer. The Holy Spirit reveals all things. He reveals the things that he hears. He reveals the things he bears witness to. And he is the revealer of truth. So God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit can only manifest the will of God in accordance to the truth, to what is written in the book of destiny over your life. Do you know what is written in your life and over your life? Do you know what God has spoken into your spirit? And so one of the ways that you can begin to identify what's been spoken into your spirit is not waiting on a prophetic word, but by seeking the face of the Father in prayer, amongst many other things. And so I will also tell you that there are things that will hinder your destiny. There are things that will block your destiny. There are things that will delay your destiny. So destiny can be manipulated. Destiny can be stolen. And so we've seen this in the case of Esau and Jacob, where the inheritance was stolen. So don't think it's strange when you're toiling and tarrying and it seems like there's no manifestation or any move of God happening in your life. It is because you may be contending with demonic forces and entities and powers that have stolen or exchanged your destiny, just as in this in the story of Esau and Jacob. We also see where your destiny can be exchanged, your destiny can be delayed, your destiny can be ruined, your destiny can be destroyed, your destiny can be threatened by Satan. And this is something that he is continuously doing over and over and over in your life, okay? And so he does not want you to ever see what God has spoken in your spirit, what God has said over your life, and what you are to do and how you are to get there. So he'll be able to contend with those that are around you, the whispers of people that are speaking against, that are speaking curses, that are opening up doors for attacks in, around, and over your life, so that you are not able to walk in the fullness of God. And so many of you are walking in a fragmented mindset and fragmented states of living because you have only apportioned a part of who God has created you to be to him, and the rest you have kept for yourself. You have not fully surrendered and fully submitted to the process that God has been waiting to manifest in your life. Glory to God. Thank you. Hi, Brother Myron. Hi, Prophet. How are you? Blessings to you, Brother Myron. And so I came here today to encourage you, and I came here today to pray over your destiny. One of the things that I want you to begin to do tonight, tomorrow, and even in the days to come, as you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit speaking to you about the commission and the kingdom mandate upon your life to advance the kingdom of God, because that is what we are here to do, and that is to advance the kingdom of God. So you must start in prayer. Prayer is essential for every person because it will require faith on your journey to reach and to press through and to pierce through the supernatural realm to manifest what's in the kingdom of heaven and pull those things down into the earth to manifest as God intended. And so communication with God will be key. Communication with God will be key. So you cannot live in spiritual laziness. You cannot allow the enemy to steal your prayer life. You cannot allow the enemy to distract you. One of the things that will keep you from walking in the fullness of God and receiving your inheritance in the earth is lack of focus. So the enemy is very, very, very good at distracting you and keeping you from seeing and hearing the move of God so that you can manifest it by the word. So I'm here to tell you today that social media, maybe your friends, maybe certain things that you may be doing, that the Holy Spirit saying, stop, put this away, push this back, put this down in this season, and you're like, God, I need this. This is so hard for me to do. You may be self-sabotaging by destroying and delaying your own destiny. You can't blame your job. You can't blame your leaders. You can't blame that old pastor of yours, that friend, that mother, that father that wasn't there, those that didn't support you, those that didn't sow, because nothing and no one can stop the plans of God unless you allow it to happen. And so the enemy, you can render him completely powerless, and you can strip the enemy of any attack and assignment against your life, but you must know who and whose you are in Christ. And so your identity will be one of the first things that God will, that the enemy will attack. And it is your identity, so that you don't know who you are. You don't know how to use your weapons, and you don't know how to pray, to commune, to open up a portal so that God can begin to pour out the blessings and the breakthrough upon your life. So tonight, I want to pray over your destiny. I pray that that encouraged you tonight. As we pray tonight, I want to cover you all and leave you encouraged tonight as you are pressing in towards the destiny that God has for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we render ourselves, Father God, into your hands. We give our lives, our minds, our will, and the manifestations of your word that you have spoken into our spirits, oh God, that you have spoken over our lives, that you have spoken over our future, God, in the name of Jesus. And we repent tonight, oh God. Father, we repent tonight. We repent for the confusion. We repent, Father God, for prayerlessness. Father, we repent tonight, Father God, for worthlessness. We repent for hopelessness. We repent, Father God, for false idols. We repent for carrying false burdens. We repent, Father God, for the word curses that even we spoke over our own lives, that I cannot do this, that this is hard, that I will never meet and or see what God has for me, that prophecy after prophecy has been spoken, but nothing seems to come to pass. I'm here to tell you tonight that the gates of hell shall not prevail, that the weapons, though they may form, they will not prosper over your life. Today, you will take back by force all of the things that God has said in your prayer closet, all of the things that are written in your journals. You're going to go back to those journals, and you're going to resurrect those things that you have let die in your spirit, that you have let die in your soul. And you say today, Father, forgive me for doubt. Forgive me for unbelief. Forgive me, Father, for allowing what man has said to take precedence and priority over what God has said, over what the word has said, over your will in my life, that nonetheless, Father, your will above my own, in Jesus' name. Father, I just ask tonight that the men and the women of God, that they will seek your face, that they will decrease so that you can continue to increase in their lives. Father, pour out, Father God, your power and your glory, Father God, to fill them with the confidence that they need, to fill them, Father, with the help that they need. Father, I just pray tonight that every destiny pusher and every destiny helper that you have mandated for their purpose, for their journey on their path to destiny, that they will be revealed, Father, by the Holy Ghost, that they will be revealed and discerned, that you will not discern and or push those away that God has sent to help you to go from your now to your next, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the destiny helpers and the helpmeets that have already made their way to us. Father, may you cover them and cloak them with your love and your blood. Father God, may you continue to bless them. May you continue to forge their way, Father. May you continue, Father God, to contend with those that are contending with them. Will you continue, Father God, to bless and and to fill their bosoms, Father God, with the will and the word, with the finances, with the provision, and even the vision, Father, as you have given those vision, if you have given people books, if you have given people, Father God, platforms and YouTubes, Father God, all of those things that people said, I can't do this, and I don't have what I need, and I don't have enough. Father, we lean into the more than enough. Father, we lean into El Shaddai, Father, the Almighty God. Father, we lean into the God that gives, the God that redeems, the God that restores, the God that replenishes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that tonight that you will deliver us, Father, from our own mindsets, from all the evil thoughts and all of the things that people have spoken against what you have said. For every dream killer and every destiny killer that has spoken against the word of God over our lives, Father God, we dismantle those words and we destroy those curses that have allowed demonic spirits to take root and remain in our lives. Father God, we uproot them now by the fire of God, that whatsoever stands in our way, that you will loose your consuming fire to consume it now, Father. I thank you, Father, that portals are opening from heaven and that you are pouring out your wisdom. You are pouring out your finances. You are pouring out your divine wisdom and will upon your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Father, for deliverance that's going forth tonight. We thank you, Father, for the restoration that's going forth. We thank you, Father, for the renewal of our minds, Father, that is taking place tonight in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be all the glory. We say thank you, Father, for what you've done, for what you will do, and for what is yet to come. We believe by faith that we will receive and that we will walk in the destiny that you have already called upon our lives, that we will see it, that it will manifest this day in the name of Jesus, that there will be no delays, there will be no detours, there will be no fragmentations, there will be, Father God, nothing but impartations from you, nothing but visitations from you, nothing but miracles, signs, and wonders, Father God, that will manifest in our lives. So, Father, we thank you in advance for what you have said that we will see this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank all of you for listening and coming on tonight. If you are one that has wanted to seek and see your destiny and know, I said, you know what? I need help. I don't want to do this alone. I've been trying to figure this thing out for some time and I keep meeting roadblocks. I keep getting stuck in the mud of my mind. I keep seeing all this warfare and I don't know how to use the weapons that God has given me. And I don't know who to trust and I don't know where to go. And people have hurt me in the past and people have lied to me in the past and people told me they would help me and they left me in the middle of the road. People said that they would have my back and they stabbed me in the back. If that be you, if you are someone that knows that there is something on my life, there's a call on my life, I want to serve God. I want to serve God with my whole heart. I want to serve God with my whole mind. Tonight, I have a mentorship program that I have opened up for the people of God, and it's called Destiny Pusher. It's a 6-week mentorship where we are going to delve deeply into the things of God, into the manifestations of what God has called you to. I'm going to help you to sever those ties, all soul ties, not just physical ties, but sexual ties and organizational ties and all of the ties of the past that have kept you bound and bonded to Satan, all of the things that have kept a foothold in your life. We're going to deal with these emotional strongholds and these relational traumas and relational bonds and the things that have kept you from moving into your destiny. I'm going to show you how to design, to discern counterfeits and those things that have come to distract you and to delay you so that you aren't wasting time with time wasters and spirits that have come to waste your time, that have come to devour your finances. finances that have come to keep you from moving in the fullness of God. I'm going to show you strategic, successful prayer strategies for ministry, for your marriage, for the marketplace. And I am going to speak to those women in waiting, those wives, those that are in waiting, because your destiny, women of God, those that are single, that are desiring marriage, that have been going in circles and circles and evil cyclic patterns. And it's like you get close to getting married. Someone's interested. You don't know why those doors aren't opening. It seems like they shut over and over again. There may be some demonic paths and portals and altars connected that have married you, your bloodline. And so I'm going to show you how to divorce those spirits, how to separate and to move into the things that God has called you, even in marriage. And so we're going to be talking about stewardship, stewardship of your life, stewardship of your dreams, stewardship of your single season. Listen, this is going to be, the fire of God is on me and I'm sweating like a dog, which ain't nothing new. But I, in these 6 weeks, I am going to do my absolute best, for God has given me so much that he wants me to touch on in these 6 weeks that are dealing directly with your destiny. This is going to be a game changer for 2024 and beyond. So if this is you, we're going to be holding these sessions on Saturday. They start in March, but the registration is open now. So if you're interested, moderators, please put it in the chat, put it in the description. For those that are going to watch the replay or those that are watching from YouTube, you can click the link in the episode description and you will be able to sign up and register for the Destiny Mentorship, the Destiny Pusher Mentorship. Now, some of you have already signed up and I'm so grateful for those that have. I have limited seating. And so we are almost to capacity, but we do still have seats left. So until those seats are completed, we will keep that registration open. But I am only accepting between 15 and 20 max. Between 15, so I don't know if I'm closing registration. Oh, Lord, I'm spit. Sorry about that, y'all. Oh, Jesus. I don't know if I'm closing registration at 15 or if I'm closing registration at 20. I already decided that it wouldn't be any more than 20 prayerfully. If the Holy Spirit tells me differently, fine. But we do have limited seating, and that's only because I want to make sure that I'm able to give ample time to those that are coming into this group mentorship. So these lights are hot, my Lord. So for those that have signed up, I'll see y'all there. For those that have yet to sign up and you have not signed up yet, I am telling you now, take the time, click the registration. Do not delay. Do not wait till the last day or the last week on the timeline, because the seats might be filled before we close the registration. So if you decide and you feel led by the Spirit to join, registration is still open. We are still accepting registrants, and I'm excited for all of those that's coming, because we are going to kick down some doors in the kingdom of darkness this year. We are coming for the enemy's neck this year, and we are coming into all that God has for you. So I am just grateful that God has trusted me in this place to help lead people and partner with you in prayer, so that God can meet you in this place and give you exactly what you need. There is a link in my bio for those that are on TikTok. If you are interested in registering tonight, you can click the link in my bio. My link tree will take you to the registration for Destiny Pusher. I see there's a question, Jazz. Is this mentorship also for those who want prayer partners? It isn't set up for prayer partners. It is not set up for prayer partners, but you might find a prayer partner there. I don't know, but no, it's not set up just specifically for prayer partners. Or do you mean our partnership program? We do have a partnership program. Is that what you mean? I don't know if that's what you mean, but Flawed and Free does have a partnership program. If that's what you mean, you can partner with us We'll put the description up for you if you would like to become a partner here in this ministry. And so there are amazing partner perks that come with becoming a partner. Our annual retreat that generally is only open to our team. We are actually opening up to our volunteers and to our partners. So if you are one of our volunteers, mainly our partners, they get the first invite. They get the first invitation. But if you would like to partner with this ministry, there are going to be Zoom sessions set up with me over the course of the year. And over the course of the year, I will be meeting with you and having these kind of pour sessions that are just for our partners. You guys will be kept abreast with what's going on within the ministry, where we're going, what we're doing. We also have special discounts for all of you for anything we do. So if there's something, a course we're having or a retreat or an event or something, all of our partners will get membership discounts for everything. They'll get discounts for those things. And they'll also get a special gift from me. And so I can't tell you what that gift is going to be. You're going to love it, though. I mean, you are going to absolutely love it. So we're actually preparing those partners' gifts right now because we have a lot of people that partnered here recently. And so we are now packaging up those gifts so that we can send those free gifts to those that have become partners. And so we're excited about that. We're excited about all of you that have partnered with us and our journey for this year. So for just $25 a month, you can make a difference in this ministry for what we are doing here. And also we can give back to you just for being a partner and sowing into this ministry. So we are so grateful for those that have partnered. For those that want to partner, the QR code is there on the screen, or you can go to our website if you're listening from TikTok at theflawedandfree.com/partner. That's theflawedandfree.com/partner. So if that be you, I would love to see you guys as we proceed. One of our first partners calls is coming up soon. Actually, it's coming up in March, I believe, our first pour to our partners. So it's going to be a good time. And so we're excited to see all of you. And so if you feel led tonight to sow into this ministry and you want to give an offering, you can give now, for it's on the screen. It's $FlawedFree, which is the Cash App. If you want to give through Cash App, you can give at $FlawedFree, or you can give on our secure site. There's Tithely and PayPal and other forms of ways that you can give at theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. And then you can give through Zelle at info@theflawedandfree.com. That's info@theflawedandfree.com. So I thank all of you for coming on tonight as I've covered your destiny and helped to propel you towards what God has for you. I'm excited for what God is going to do through you. And if you decide to partner with me in this ministry in the upcoming weeks for Destiny Pusher, you will not be sorry. God has got so many plans for this mentorship, and I'm so excited to get with each and every one of you to help you to go from this place, your now to your next in Christ Jesus. God bless you. May God cover you, and may God keep all of you until we see each other again. Do not forget, Thursday, I have Lisa Swartz coming on with me on Thursday. We are going to have a Holy Ghost good time here at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be part two of where I guested on her show. And we're going to be talking about the prophetic. We're going to be talking about your purpose. We're going to be talking about destiny and deliverance. So if you would love to hear more from me, from her, from us on Thursday, it is going to be power packed. It is going to be power packed. I'm excited for the fulfillment and for the things that God is going to give and replenish and refill the people of God. And in this, on this call, on this live, it's going to be at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time this Thursday. So make sure you click the notification bell so that you do not miss Thursday's live. It is going to be fire. This woman of God carries the fire of God, the Holy Ghost, in a way, my God, she is a powerful woman of God. So two powerhouses coming in one place. I can't promise y'all what's going to happen. Hopefully some deliverance, some healing. So, you know, deliverance you can receive through the word, just giving the word. So whatever it is he says, we will follow. So Thursday, I will see you guys at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you and good night. Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.